This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High and the Most Forgiving. And we thank Him, and we seek His help and protection and forgiveness. And we ask Him to save us from the evil of ourselves and the sins that we do. Indeed, whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whosoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of religious matters are those that are innovated. And every religious innovation is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is misguidance. And every misguidance will be in hellfire. Amma ba'd. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. He said, Islam started as something strange, and it will return to be something strange. So good news to the strangers. Here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was describing the reality of Islam in the beginning, but that this reality will repeat itself in time and ends it with giving good news and encouragement to those who will persevere and hold on to their religion despite the unpredictability of time and space and people. بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا. Islam started as something that is strange. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his da'wah, he was the only one. And slowly, surely but slowly, people started to hear about Islam and accept Islam. So he had few people around him. But the belief was an odd belief. The practice was an odd practice because it is not dominant. Not that there is something strange about it. When we say that Islam started as something strange, we're not saying that there's something strange about Islam. No, this is your and my fitrah. It is the most natural thing that you can embrace and follow. What we mean by it is that it's not the dominant belief and it's not the dominant practice. And so people look at it with suspicion, look at it with condemnation. So he said it started strange. Someone would accept Islam in a tribe, and he would be the only person who would accept Islam. The only person among his family to practice Islam. And either he will accept migration to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he'll be in a strange land among people that he did not meet before, but they are still his brothers and sisters in Islam, but still is a stranger. Or he decides to stay in his own tribe, among his own people, but not his family, not his friends, not his neighbors, accept or understand what he believes and what he is doing. Started as something that is strange. And then slowly people embraced Islam and it ceased to be something strange. It became dominant in Mecca and in Medina and in Arabia and many other lands. But the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it will continue, or it will come back to be something that is strange. It will not be dominant again. Not be dominant in power, not be dominant in numbers, not be dominant in practice, or even not be dominant in belief. And if you look at us today, you will notice a trace of that strangeness. Of how when you want to practice and believe, you become a stranger. Politically, the power is not a Muslim power in the globe today. Economically, we're not powerful. With the media is not for us, but mostly against us. So in terms of power and dominance, we were strangers. Whether we are living in non-Muslim lands, it's a given, and you experience this. When you want to hold on to something that is Islamic, it is a struggle. Struggle first within yourself, because you know that you're going to stand out when you do this. And struggle with people around you, because you know that they don't understand it, or maybe they will not accept it, or even if they do, you're always going to be singled out as someone who's doing something different and not part of the group. And that's not a feeling, a comfortable feeling that anyone wants to have. Everybody wants to belong and to be accepted. But even in Muslim lands as well, today when you want to practice your Islam, you might find yourself a stranger in your family who resists your practice, in your city, or even in your country. So it started as something that is strange, and it will continue or will return to be something that is strange. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, then tuba, glad tidings, good news to the strangers. Those who hold on to Islam because of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not because of people. Those who want to do the right thing, though it is difficult. Those who sacrifice this life and comfort in this life because they want the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the hereafter. This is sacrifice. And that's why he is saying, good news to you, because you're alone. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows very well, and all the prophets of Allah know very well what it feels like to be alone. You're alone. You feel alone. You feel the pressure of being alone. You hear the criticism all the time. But despite that, you keep holding on to the truth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, good news to you. Expect the best to come your way in this world and when you meet Allah Azza wa Jal. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith, يَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يَكُونُ الْقَابِضُ فِيهِ عَلَى دِينِهِ كَالْقَابِضِ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ. He says there is going to come a time where people who will be holding on to their religion will be like someone who holding in his hand hot coal. A hot burning piece of coal in his hand. And he said, a person at that time will have the reward of 50 among you, pointing to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because he said, you find aids and helpers to assist you, but they don't. So when there is mounting pressure, when it is hard to practice Islam, know that Allah Azza wa Jal knows that, knows your struggle, and rewards you because of it. So the more that you hold on to it, despite pressure, even if you're alone, Allah Azza wa Jal understands you. And Allah Azza wa Jal will reward you, and Allah Azza wa Jal will assist you. But this requires people who are committed to the truth. By the way, this is not only and simply about religion. If you want to be someone who's serious in this life, if you want to be a person who is honest in a world that cheats and lies, you're going to stand out and you're going to be alone. If you refuse to cheat and lie, you're going to be alone. If you want to be someone who dedicates his life to noble causes in a world that emphasizes mindless entertainment, you're going to stand alone. You're not going to have as many friends because everybody else is attracted to the frivolous. But you have decided to do something that is better. And deciding to do what is best always takes sacrifice. And it's in fact more so religiously. Ghurba, or to be estranged, is a feeling that everybody has, religiously or otherwise. People leave their homes to other places. They migrate. They leave their families. And once you do that, you'll feel as a stranger. You may be born into a family, be born into a religion, be born into a culture, but still feel estranged, not fully really belonging, not knowing where do you belong and what to believe and what to do. There are people who live on this in this life but never really belong, not belong to their jobs, not to belong to a culture, not belong to anything. They feel estranged all the time. And that is because there is ghurba in this life. There is estrangement in this life. When we are told, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٍ, he says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, be in this life as if you are a stranger or a traveler. He is pointing to the reality of this life. That is, no matter what happens, you're going to feel this estrangement. Because once you enjoy something, it doesn't last, and you have to leave it behind. There is joy, but it's followed with pain. There is meeting with loved one, but there is also leaving them behind. There is always that estrangement. Always this departure, always this movement. And so every one of us is a traveler in this life. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you that you cannot escape this, and in fact embrace it, be as a stranger. Then you would ask him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where is my home? And he would say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your home is in Jannah. No matter how much you try to settle in this life, you'll always be a stranger. You'll always be moving on from one home to the other, one country to the other, one situation to the other. You're healthy and you're sick. You're wealthy, then you're poor. You're married and then you're not married. You have children and maybe you don't have children later. You're always moving away from things. You cannot hold on to anything. You're always a stranger. Embrace it and become a stranger in this life, knowing that you can only settle when you meet Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the home. This is not a home. This is not a home. Anything that you own today is not yours. Anything that you're going to buy tomorrow, it's not yours. You're going to leave it to something else, or you're going to throw it away. You're going to leave it to somebody else, or you're going to throw it away. It's not yours. You're not going to only own anything. You don't own anything until you enter Jannah. So yes, all of us as human beings are strangers on this earth. Strangers when we move away from our lands. Strangers when we move away from our families. But the true estrangement is to be estranged from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's to be a stranger on this earth because you're not connected to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's true alienation. It is said that Musa alayhi salam, when he left Egypt heading to Madian, and he said to Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, Ya Allah, inni wahidun maridun gharib. He says, Ya Allah, I'm alone and I am sick and I'm a stranger. Then Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to him, He says, the one who's alone is the one who does not have me by his side. And the one who is sick is the one who does not have me as his doctor. And the one who's a stranger is the one who does not deal with me, meaning worship me and talk to me. So being a stranger does not mean that I'm not around my family or they're not around me. I'm not living in my own land. Being a stranger means that I'm a stranger when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal. He doesn't know me. He knows me, but I don't talk to Him. I don't ask Him. I'm not close to Him. In that sense, I'm a stranger. And there's that sense of strangeness or estrangement will never leave your heart and mind. And you'll always feel that there's something missing. Because there's only one who can fill that emptiness. And it's not food, and it's not drinking, and it's not gambling, and it's not purchasing new things. None of these things fill that emptiness. Only one can fill it. And that is Allah Azza wa Jal. You may feel that I am sick. I have this physical ailment and that physical ailment. You're not sick. The one who's truly sick is the one who's not being treated by Allah Azza wa Jal, whose heart is corrupt. That's sickness. Physical sickness can be overcome. When you die, you leave all sickness behind. But internal, spiritual sickness that stays with us, till the time that we meet Allah Azza wa Jal. So if Allah is your doctor, you're never really sick. And if Allah is with you, you're never really alone. That's why someone may ask, how can I have enough power and wisdom and patience that if everybody else is doing haram, I tell them this is haram, I'm not going to do it. If everybody else has taken off their hijab, if they're doing this and that, I tell them, no, this is wrong, and I do the right thing. And I become the only person, and I get ostracized. They don't call me, they don't talk to me, they mock me. How can I withstand, have patience to continue? He says, if you have iman in Allah Azza wa Jal, you're never alone. Allah will send you, if you ask Him, pious friends. But if your friends are people who want to drag you to hellfire, they're not your friends. They're really not your friends. They may be well-intentioned, but they're not your friends if they want to take you to hellfire. If you are with Allah, you're not alone. If you are with Allah, you're not weak. If you are with Allah, you are guided. If you are with Allah, you can influence others and change them rather than allow them to change you. If you are with Allah, you can do the right thing. And if you remember, at any moment, in any place, when you feel weak and you're the only one who's doing what's right, if you remember that, this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, and this is how he will be exactly if he was standing right next to you, you will do the right thing. If you know at that moment that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching you and He loves the good things that you are doing despite resistance and pressure, you'll continue to do it no matter who likes or dislikes what you're doing. If you know that this is the thing that will save you, not pleasing so-and-so and so-and-so, but pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. If you know that this is the thing that will save you and will fill your heart with pleasure, and will give you eternal happiness in the next life, you will do it despite resistance. So Islam started strange, or as something strange, but it needed men and women dedicated for it to become a dominant belief and a dominant practice for it to reach you. And it still today, it needs those dedicated men and dedicated women who will say the truth before everybody else, the Allah Azza wa Jal before everyone else. And when you choose Allah Azza wa Jal, you are indeed the strongest and you're no longer a stranger because Allah Azza wa Jal is with you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. When he was asked صلى الله عليه وسلم, who are those strangers, O Prophet of Allah? He said, الذين يصلحون إذا فسد الناس. Those are the ones who reform and fix others when people are corrupt. In another he says, هم أناس صالحون في أناس سوء كثير من يعصيهم أكثر ممن يطيعهم. He says they are pious, good people, but among a large number of evil, wicked people. Those who oppose them and do not listen to them are far more than those who listen to them. It tells you that at times and in places, those who hold on to the truth will be strangers and will be few in numbers. They will be the people who, despite the corruption around them, insist upon honesty, insist upon piety, insist upon purity, that not everybody cheats and lies. Not everybody commits the haram. Not everybody disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal. No, this is not common. This is not normal and shouldn't be. And if it's normal for all of those are around me, I will never make it normal for me. Because it's not supposed to be normal. It's abnormal. And all of us should look at it as abnormal. So if I can't change you, at least I will not allow you to change me. But I will do my best to fix whatever I can fix. And even if people reject what I'm saying, even if people reject my advice, I will continue to give it so that first I'll have an excuse before Allah Azza wa Jal that I did not conceal it. And I try to do my best to fix it. And also, perhaps, one of those days, one of those people will listen to me. And this is how Islam spread. With people whose iman was like mountains, and they insisted upon changing themselves and people around them. And it became from something weak into something that is strong. Something that could be easily annihilated to something that no one on this earth today can annihilate it. Islam is here to stay. But Islam, it also needs you. Needs you to make that commitment and say, I'm going to hold on to it, even when it's difficult. Because my sacrifice today will make it easier for my child tomorrow. My sacrifice today will raise me in levels when I meet Allah Azza wa Jalla. My sacrifice today will make me a companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because I will understand what he did and what he sacrificed, and I will continue his legacy today. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla make us among the strangers who hold on to his truth, to his book, and to the sunnah of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To make us of the strangers who reform themselves and those around them. To make us of the strangers who resist temptations and pressure so that they always do what pleases Allah Azza wa Jal rather than what pleases people. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins and to grant us a sincere repentance from all and every sin. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with iman and our body with taqwa, to fill our hearts with his love and love with his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give us good character with our families, with our friends, with Muslims and with non-Muslims, to make us examples so that when people see us, they want to come closer to Islam and embrace it. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to rescue them from ignorance and to rescue them from temptation. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونسألك الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين واقم الصلاة.